Hey, weirdos, here's another episode of our road trip ruminations, something that I do while I'm on the road. I'll just check in once in a while and give you some sort of a like an update of what's happened during the days, interesting things that I've come across or whatever, just whatever's on my mind more than anything else. These are very off the cuff, no script, just me talking to you through my phone, which is also why it doesn't sound like it normally would. Listening to a regular episode, because I'm not using my professional mic, I'm just using the microphone that's in my Android phone. But I gotta tell you, I am really, really loving Oregon. Seaside, Oregon. This is such a cute little town. Even though I came in and it was rainy and windy, I could still tell that this was just a beautiful area. Today, though, surprisingly, the rain stopped for a while. We got some sunny skies. I was able to look outside at just what a beautiful place this is. It's like walking back into like the 80s or 90s almost. I mean, they have a video store that is still open. There's a bookstore here in town, which you never see the brick and mortar bookstores hardly ever anymore. But Seaside, Oregon has somehow been able to keep that nostalgia and quaint feel to the place, while also being a nice little tourist destination for kids doing spring break and stuff like that, because they have the beach here, hence the name Seaside, Oregon. But I'm telling you, it's just a cute little town. And even though I'm really looking forward to going home and giving big hugs and kisses to my bride, I'm going to miss this place. And I've already told them I want to come back next year. I was so impressed Friday, just Friday by itself, because Fridays aren't normally, I even said this in a previous road trip rumination. Fridays offer events like this, like if it's a paranormal expo or whatever, and they're doing a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Fridays almost never work very well. You get so few people coming in because everybody's coming in off of a long day at work or school. And they figure, well, I've got the rest of the weekend. Why try to rush and get there tonight when they're going to close at 7 or whatever? So I understand why Fridays don't typically work. And I'm surprised people even try doing Fridays because of that. But they've always done Friday nights, apparently, for the 11th annual Oregon Ghost Conference. And they said they've always done Fridays. But this particular year, the Friday was packed. And I don't know if that's because we had rain and so nobody could do anything outside on a Friday night. But whatever the reason, it was just amazing. We had such an amazing Friday night. So I knew if Friday was that busy, I knew we were going to get slammed today. And I was right. I was here at the conference from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. Those were the hours for the entire day. I did not have time to go get something to eat during that entire time. Fortunately, I travel with some protein bars in the SUV, so I took a real quick trip, run out to the SUV to restock on some supplies for the table, and I grabbed a couple of protein bars at the same time. But even then, when I got the protein bars back to my table so I could eat them, I didn't have time because people kept coming up, and you don't want to talk to people with your mouth full, so I was able to take a bite here and a bite there. I was able to get through one protein bar, and that was it. So I was starving when I got out, and I was able to grab some dinner through DoorDash here at the hotel. But you know what? I wouldn't change a thing. It was just an amazing day, and it's so cool that we got one more day left. So we'll be up. We'll be here for the Oregon Ghost Conference Sunday, starting up at 9 a.m. I think we go until either 4 or 5 p.m. tomorrow. So if you're anywhere near Seaside, Oregon, come on down. And I mean anywhere near. Today, I had people tell me they drove. This is really humbling. This was an interesting day for me. I'm just going to open up to you. I received some confirmation today about Weird Darkness that I didn't truly believe. I didn't want to believe it, just because it felt a little too good to be true, but apparently it is. I had people coming down from Portland, Oregon, which I guess is like a 2.5 hour drive or something like that, to Seaside, just to see me. I am floored at that. I had so many people, I can't tell you how many people today came in and said, I'm a huge fan of your show. I love what you do. I'm so used to these expos and conventions and Comic-Cons reaching out to people, asking them to listen, saying, hey, here's some free stickers and magnets. All I ask is that you just try and sample my show and hopefully you'll like it, you know? I'm bribing people to listen is the joke that I use when people come to the table. But so many times today, well over a dozen, which never happens. People coming and saying, I already listened to your show. I'm such a big fan. One young lady, her name was, I believe it was Heba. She even started tearing up when talking to me. I had to give her a hug. I had to apologize to her in advance because I smelled pretty bad today. I'll tell you why here in a second, but I just felt like, you know what, you need a hug. And she hugged me so hard. And Heba, if you're listening, I really appreciate that hug because that's something that I'm not getting from my bride right now. Robin and I survive on hugs. We usually get at least a dozen or so in a day. We do that a lot more than we kiss or anything else, is hugs, hugs, hugs. And so she and I are both kind of struggling right now because we're not getting our daily hugs. And you really helped me today, Heba, so I appreciate that. But and also, by the way, happy birthday to you. She was just saying such nice things about how much the podcast meant to her. Another family came in, and it was a mom, dad, and their son. And they came because it was her birthday, and I think they drove from Portland too, and they came, Katie, I believe your name was, Katie, if you're listening, happy birthday to you, again, but they came down because it was her birthday, and this is what she wanted to do. She wanted to come and see Darren. I am so humbled. I really am. One of the organizers of the Oregon Ghost Conference, somebody who's like really, really involved in putting it all together, apparently is a big, I'll say my biggest fan. The way we've been talking, Seth is just an amazing guy, nicest guy in the world. And he had his own booth. He's working with some people that do film and video games and stuff like that. But apparently he was part of this already and then found out after everything had already been booked that I was coming, and he was kind of angry because nobody told him that his favorite podcaster was going to be here. So I'm okay. I don't know. I know I'm rarely at a loss for words, but this has just been an amazing day. One of the other podcasters, and this is where this, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you about why I smelled. Okay. Let me tell you that first. I don't know why I did this, but I made the mistake of opening up my suitcase to pack to come here, and I left and I saw that I still had a t-shirt in the suitcase that had been there from the last time I was traveling. It was a clean t-shirt, so I didn't think much of it, and I just left it in there. I figured, okay, well, I'll just wear that, you know, this weekend then. Well, apparently, I don't know if it got damp, like with moisture in the suitcase or what, but it smelled. And it didn't actually start stinking until I started warming up, bringing stuff into the con or to the convention and kind of moving around. And I guess the warmth is what triggered the smell. And I smelled like a gym locker. I don't know how bad it was, but I apologized to anybody who wanted to come up and take a photo or get a hug or whatever. Because I had a lot of people wanting to take photos too. And so I felt terrible. It was so embarrassing telling them, yeah, I'll be more than happy to take the selfie with you, but please know, I know that I smell and I apologize now, before we do this. And they were, of course, all gracious. But I know I had to smell bad. So anyway, that's the reason I was doing that. But, I told you that I had a confirmation from this, and I had another podcaster, Dead Rabbit Radio, by the way, great guy. His name is Jason, and he has his own following of people in the area. I mean, he's, I guess he's got a good following everywhere, but he's had fans that came in. I actually saw them talking with him, and it was kind of the same thing with him. They'd actually met him once before, but they came in with these big, giant smiles on their face and say, "Oh, we love your podcast. It's so great to see you again." And, but apparently, apparently Jason from Dead Rabbit Radio decided last night to go and listen to my show, which I also did with his. After we met each other, because he is one of the very few other podcasters that I've met that does a daily podcast. Most everybody I meet who does, especially in the paranormal and true crime genre stuff, it's usually once a week or maybe once every other week. But he does it every day. That is and unlike me, where I get to work from home because I'm a professional voice artist, and so I already had the setup, and I'm already at home voicing stuff anyway, so I just went ahead and started a podcast because I was already in front of the microphone. No, this guy has a real job that he works full-time, and then he also does a daily podcast. That is commitment, folks. If anybody deserves success as a podcaster, he does. And he's been doing it for 5 years. I've been doing it for 7, he's been doing it for 5, but he had it a lot worse than I did. So I know he's going to do big things soon. But he went and listened to my podcast last night. I listened to his. And he checked up on a website that I hadn't heard of before called Listen Notes. And he came and he said, "Dude, you're killing it with your show." I said, "Well, thank you. I appreciate that." He said, No. I mean, the numbers wise. I'm going, "Well, how do you know my numbers?" Because that's not something that you can see just by listening to a podcast or looking online. It's all on the back end. It's private. But you can see somebody's rankings. Now, I have been told by the folks that host my podcast, I host my podcast over at Spreaker.com, and I've been told over there that I'm like in the top 2% of podcasts worldwide, which just floored me. I say, there's no way I'm in the top 2%. That just doesn't make any sense. But Jason checked out this other website, and it shows that I'm in the 0.05% of podcasts worldwide. Meaning, if it's accurate, and I don't know if it's accurate. I'm talking to my folks over at Spreaker. I say, "Is this real?" Because I have a hard time buying this. But if it's accurate, then I am doing better than 99.95% of other podcasts. I have a hard time believing that. But even if it's off by like 100%, you know, or 10%, I get whatever. Even if I'm doing better than 95% of other podcasts, not the 99.95%, whatever. It's hard to buy. It's hard to believe that. I've never done the podcast to become a celebrity. I've never done it to become famous. I do it because I enjoy entertaining people. I've been an entertainer all my life. I started as an entertainer when I was in elementary school. Either singing in the choirs or getting involved in school plays. I did a little pantomime when I was in grade school of Elvis. I was a huge Elvis fan, and so I would lip sync to a couple of his songs as part of the talent show. Didn't win any awards doing that, by the way. But I just loved entertaining people from way back when. So, I mean, in junior high and high school, I was involved in all the theater and musicals and stuff like that. And even into my college years, even though I wasn't attending college, but I got into community theater for a little while. And I mean, I was also a singer and songwriter. I was in bands and also did some solo stuff. I went to Nashville to try to make it as an artist. Obviously it didn't work, but I've always loved entertaining people. And so that was the only reason that I started the podcast. I wanted something creative to do, and I wanted to entertain people at the same time, but I had no idea, no inkling, no goal to be where I am now. And it's because of you who are listening to this right now that I am where I am. I've told a few people today that I am blessed beyond measure for being able to pay the bills, doing what I love, being able to travel and meet people like this. That's something that I never thought I'd do. This is something that rock stars do, and then they complain about it, you know, when they get to their dressing rooms. I love every second of this. I know I'm not a rock star, but I'm just saying it's something that some people strive for and then end up kind of resenting. But I have loved every second of this, which is so odd. I'm such an introvert. I'm trying to break the inertia to just roll out of bed sometimes, you know, with the depression that sometimes hits me, and also the health issues that sometimes come my way. You've heard about all those. I won't talk about them all, but just the inertia of just being an introvert. You know, I just don't want to leave the house. I'd much rather sit there in front of the TV and do nothing. But once I break that inertia, once I get into the car and I start going out and meeting people, I am on fire. I love meeting new people when I do stuff like this. And I don't know why I'm an introvert when I get home. You know, I don't want to answer the phone. I don't want to answer the door. I don't want to go out and go anywhere and meet and see people. I just don't want to do it. But as soon as I'm on the road doing this, I love everything, every moment. But anyway, all of this to say thank you. I could not have done this without you over the last 7 years. Wherever the ranking is, whether or not that ranking is true or not, I can't thank you enough. And I'm repeating myself, but I don't know what else to say. It's because of you that I'm able to do this, and I do not want to take that for granted. So I'll leave you with that. But I pray for you guys. I thank God for you, and I hope that you'll do the same for me. So I will hopefully have another road trip rumination for you tomorrow, if I have any energy left, because I'll tell you, I'm exhausted after such a long day today. But it's a good exhaustion. I'm going to sleep hard, but hopefully I'll be able to talk to you guys again tomorrow. If not, definitely follow me on the social media. Facebook.com/WeirdDarkness and Twitter.com/WeirdDarkness. That way you can follow some of the posts that I make out throughout the day. For those of you who do follow, you know that I found a new book that I will probably be using in episodes in the future. I'll just say it's from Bram Stoker, but it's not Dracula. And also there's another book that I have my eye on. I told the vendor that if she does not sell this book by the end of tomorrow night, I will buy it from her. And it's some of the best tales from Edgar Allan Poe. And I've got that on PDF at home, but this is an actual hardback copy or paper. Maybe it's a paperback copy, I think, but it's fully illustrated. And I just love the feel of the real book. So if she still has that tomorrow, then she's going to sell it to me. And I already told her that. She said, okay. But I'll check in with you guys again tomorrow, either through another road trip rumination or definitely through social media. I love you all. Thank you again so much for supporting me over the last 7 years. I truly appreciate it. And I love you all. God bless.